الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, as we said last Tuesday, we are going, inshallah ta'ala, to have a quick revision and as I was corrected last time, I think I've done Arkan of Islam once again, correct? Am I right? We've done Arkan of Islam twice. Right now, after we had the Arkan of Islam, have we got also studied Wajibat of Islam, the obligations of Islam? Okay, we have done the wajibat also. That's great. And now we have the sunan, the optional sayings and actions. Optional sayings and actions. And in fact, the sunan are, there are a lot of sunan. There are a lot of sunan. Sunan are not enrolled in a certain number. But there are a lot of sunan. Some of these sunan are sayings and some are actions. What is the purpose of these sunan? These sunan purify the salah. It is like the jewelry purify the pride. Also the sunan purify the salah. You did the salah, okay, that's okay. But when you do the sunan, this purifies. This purifies it. It makes it beautiful. From this sunan is dua al-istiftah, and this is, yani, we're gonna go through the sayings and then the actions. Or let's go through the whole way of salah. Yani, imagine that you are doing the prayer now. The first sunan you will do in salah is dua al-istiftah. And dua al-istiftah is the obligation you say at the beginning of the salah, once you open the actions of salah, or you start the actions of salah. So, from this, the dua al-istiftah has many different forms of obligation, or sayings of subrogation of beginning of the salah. From this is what reported by Bukhari and Muslim. Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayna. And remember, brothers and sisters, all the sayings of the salah has to be in Arabic. All the sayings of the salah has to be said in Arabic. Yes, you can know the meaning in English or in other languages, and we're gonna go through the meaning, but remember, you got to say them in Arabic. All the, even the dua, the obligation in sujood or in any part of the salah. Inside the salah, you can only use the Arabic language. You can only use the Arabic language. Outside of salah, no problem, you obligate with whatever language you know. Even in tawaf, in Arafah, in every place. Except for salah, it must be in Arab. This dua al-istiftah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say the most. He used to say this dua, which is reported by Bukhari and Muslim. He used to say the most. And almost every time he does the prayer. Except for sometimes to show the Sahaba that there are other supplications for beginning of Salah. This dua that is reported by Bukhari and Muslim says, Allahumma, O Allah, ba'id bayni wa bayna khatayai. Make the distance between me and my sins too far away, too far. كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. Make the distance between me and my sins as far as you made it between the east and the west. اللهم أو الله نقني من خطاياي. Clear me or clean me of my sins. كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. As the white garment or clothes is cleared of the dirt. اللهم اغسلني من خطاياي. O Allah, wash me, clean me from my sins. Wash me. It means wash the dirt of the sins that are upon me throughout al-ma, the water, al-thalj, the ice, and wal-barad, and the snow. This is one kind of supplication for beginning of the salah. Another one which is reported by Imam Abu Dawood, Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Glorify be you, O Allah. And all praise to you, all praise are due to you, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa tabarak asmuk. Blessing is out of your name. Wa ta'ala jadduk. Your you need for nobody. Ta'ala jadduk means jadduk here, it doesn't mean grandfather, or it means jadduk here means your richness, your power, your ability. وَلَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُكُ. And there is no one worthy of worship but you. And there are other sayings for al-Siftah. Aziz sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say in dua al-Siftah of the night prayers, اللهم رب جبرائيل وميكائيل وإسرافيل. O Allah, you are the Lord of Gabriel, Mikael and Israfil. اللهم رب جبرائيل وميكائيل وإسرافيل فاطر السماوات والأرض. You're the one who created the heavens and the earth with no example to follow. You invented them. رب كل شيء ومليكه. You're the Lord of everything and the owner of it. اهدني لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك. Guide me to what the people are conflict upon from the truth by your permission. إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. Then you guide whomsoever you will to the right path. So these and there are more of dua al-istiftah. But these are the most famous three dua of istirqah. So this is the first sunnah you are going to do in the salah. And it is a saying. Follow it, a sunnah which is an action, which to place your right, your left hand, the palm of your left hand to the chest. And then the right hand palm is on the left. Is on the left. So hands right up on the left on the chest. And to put it on the chest, that is the sunnah. For those who put them down to the sides, they are not up on the sunnah, but the salah is correct. Even those who hold them are upon or beneath the naval, the polyvalent, that salah is okay, but they are not upon the sunnah. From the sunnahs of the salah, which are actions, is to raise your hand, while saying Allahu Akbar. In four places. The first takbiratul ihram, the beginning of the first takbirah and salah. So you raise your hand. And the way to raise your hand in these four places, which we are going to mention, the way to raise your hand, you raise them level to your shoulders or level to your ears. And your fingers are straight up. And they are not separated. So the first place is takbiratul ihram. And then when you want to go for ruku', you say Allahu Akbar, raising your hand, and then you go for ruku'. And when you rise up from ruku' as well, when you say Sami Allahu liman hamida, you raise your hands. You raise your hand saying Sami Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana wa lakal hamd. And when you stand from the first tashahhud, if you are praying Maghrib, Ghor, Asr, Maghrib or Isha, because we have two tashahhud there. Shahud al-awwal, which is at the second rak'ah, and the last tashahhud al-akhir, which is on the last rak'ah. So in the first tashahhud, when you finish the tashahhud, you stand up, that time you raise your hand again saying Allahu Akbar. Your palms towards the Qibla, the Kaaba. Also from the sunan of the salah, which are from the sayings, is to say more than one time Subhana Rabbi al-Azim in ruku'. And also Subhana Rabbi al-A'la in sujood. More than one time. One time is the wajib. More than one time is the sunnah. And you always do them in odd number. So the obligation is one. And the sunnah is three. And you can do up two. Whatsoever number you want. Now, also to say or to now to say Rabbi Ghfirli, in between the two sajdat. From the sunan, which are the actions, is the position of ruku'. You have to make your head level to your back, so you don't bend your back, but you straight it up with your head. And your head must not be raise up while ruku' or bend to the chest. Now those two forms are wrong. Although the salah is sahih, yet it is not a beautiful one. You need to make your salah beautiful and perfect. From the sunnah actions is to make a distant space between your hands, your arms, between your arms and your body side, and your stomach. As well as, you leave a space between your stomach and your thighs. That's in sujood. From the sunnah is when you sit for the sitting between the two sajdat or the sitting for the shahud al-awwal, we have two forms of sitting in salah. We have iftirash and tawarruk. Iftirash is to lay down your left foot and sit on it while straightening up your right feet, your right foot, bending the toes to the direction of the qibla, and the foot must be straight up. That is called iftirash. The other one is tawarruk, and tawarruk is only in the last tashahhud. And tawarruk is in the 3-rak'ah prayer or 4-rak'ah prayer. And tawarruk is to slide your left foot beneath your right leg. And then you sit on your bottom. Directly to the floor, to the ground, sorry. Directly to the ground. Saying that is called at-tawarruk. At-tawarruk. Because the side of the bottom is called work in Arabic. The side of the bottom is called work. And when you sit so, you are placing your work on the floor. That's why they call it tawarruk. From the sunan, the saying sunan also, is to say in the first shahud, As-salatu ala al-Nabi, salatu ala al-Nabi wa Ali, and that. Allahum salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama salaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, fil alamin innaka hamidun majid. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. And also from the sunnah is to make dua, is to say some dua before you finish your salah. From the sunnah is to recite loudly in Salatul Fajr both rak'at and in the first two rak'at of Salatul Maghrib and Isha. And from the also sunan is to recite silently in all salat of Dhuhr, Asr, and the last rak'ah of Maghrib and last two rak'ahs of Isha. From the sunan as well is to recite another ayah or surah beside Surah Al-Fatiha, or after you recite Surah Al-Fatiha. And there are a lot of sunan, in fact, that we encourage everyone, man and woman, to go and study the books of sunnah to know what are the sunan of salah, more and more. And here we end up with mubtilat al-salah. Mubtilat al-salah is whatsoever nullifies salah. And these are eight. The first one is talking intentionally to someone. Talking to someone intentionally. Talking talking to someone, intentionally can nullify your salah. Talking can nullify your salah. But if somebody, if the person is, he doesn't know the hukum of that, then it's okay, it doesn't nullify salah. Why? It is as in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, when they was leading the jama'ah, when Muawiyah ibn al-Hakam al-Sulami came to the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ from Uhud. He used to live in Uhud area. When he came to the Salah, he heard his neighbor sneezed and said, Alhamdulillah, this is Sunnah, even in Salah. But what is not allowed is to reply, to respond. So he responded, he said to him, Yarhamukallah. Then the people looked at him, why you talking in Salah? At that time, looking to the right and left was allowed. So he saw the bad look the Sahaba gave him, and then he said, what a kind of mistake I made. So after Salah, the Prophet ﷺ told him that this is, the Salah is not for talking or any, yani, using anything outside of Salah. From the things that can never nullify Salah is laughing. But smiling, no, doesn't. Smiling doesn't nullify salah, but laughing. Also from the things that nullify salah is eating and drinking during salah. And also from the things that can nullify salah is eating and drinking while performing salah, as well as exposing some of the awrah of the one who is praying. That also can nullify salah if either he intentionally had it done or he knew that it is exposed but he didn't take care of. This will nullify salah. From the things that can nullify salah is turning or directing to other direction than the Qibla, either intentionally or with ability to ask or turn to the right direction. From the things also can nullify salah is losing your wudu, losing your tahara. Losing your tahara. And by that, we have come to the end of salah. And by this, we just have two more durus which you're going to take inshallah next Tuesday. And after that, three durus in fact. And after that, we're going to have the quiz. But this time, as we said, they're a bit yani big. It's not only 12 questions. It's going to be a little bit long. And we may have to take it in two times. But by what we had up to today, if you follow well, you will have tranquility. You will love salah. You will taste it. And that's all for today. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. If you got any questions, you please post it to Brother Abu Fatima, who will post it to the main room screen. Wallahu a'lam. Wa iyyakum. Is there any question, Brother Abu Fatima? Okay, there is a question, says, you said it is sunnah to say Rabbi Ghfirli between prostrations. No, we said that any dua more than that is the sunnah. Any dua more than saying Rabbi Ghfirli is the sunnah. Like Rabbi Ghfirli warhamni wajburni wa'afini warzuqni. This is the sunnah. But to say Rabbi Ghfirli, we have mentioned that in the wajibat, as I believe. نعم. If a person enters the congregation late and sees that the row is clogged, should he try to straighten it? Yes, he should straighten it up, because the Prophet ﷺ commanded us to straighten up our rows. Yeah, you better straighten up the row if you see that it clogged. As the Prophet ﷺ used to say, لِينُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ إِخْوَانِكُمْ سَوُّوا صُفُوفَكُمْ أَقِيمُوا صُفُوفَكُمْ. Straight it up. نعم. الله أعلم. Can you raise your hand to make dua? Where in salah? No. In the salah, no, you cannot raise except in the night prayer. In the last rak'ah of night prayer, yes, you can. One opinion of the scholars, after you finish the recitation of al-Fatiha and before going to rukuh, in the last rak'ah of the night prayer, in the witr, you raise your hand and make dua. And majority of the ulama says after the ruku' of the last rak'ah of the night prayer, make the witr. Wallahu a'lam. You mean straightening up the row might have those who are in the row to lose their khushu'? No, they should not. They should not lose their khushu'. They should not. However, setting up the row is one of the main causes for having khushu'. as if the road is closed, no khushu' will be, subhanAllah, except yani, for whom Allah Ta'ala wills. But generally, no. One of the khushu' yani, ways to be gained is to straighten up your row. Allahu A'lam. All du'awat in salah must be in Arabic, even in sujood. What about personal du'awat in sujood? Those not from the sunnah. Even in the salah, you cannot speak in any other languages, as Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah said. Because at that time, at the time of the Prophet and the Sahaba, the Khulafa, many of non-Arabs entered Islam, embraced Islam. But yet, it wasn't reported at one incident that they used to, asked and agreed upon saying the dua in other language than Arabic. But outside of salah, you can make dua, which is general dua, on your own tongue, no problem. Allahu A'lam. Is it from the sunnah for one to make the feet and toes straight facing the Qibla? Yes, it is from the sunnah. It is from the sunnah to straighten up towards the Qibla. And that's how you can close all the gaps between you and your neighbor. Allahu A'lam. That's all. Alhamdulillah, as I'm falling asleep now, it is too late here. Barakallahu feekum. Remember, inshallah, tomorrow we're going to go through wudu. Or before wudu, we're going to go through the explanation of tashahud al-akhir. And then we go through the wudu. And from there, inshallah ta'ala, we prepare for the quiz. We prepare for the quiz. The quiz might be on, let's say, next Saturday. Because this time we're going to have about all, everything. All what we had, inshallah, about salah. All what we had about salah, inshallah, we're going to have the quiz. And it is yani, a big quiz. Inshallah ta'ala. Someone has one question? Right, go ahead. So tomorrow we're going to go through the shurutul wudu and the tashahud, and then Monday and Tuesday we're going to go through revision, inshallah, of what we had, and then inshallah the quiz is going to come for salah. Yeah, where is this person who said he has a question? Now, Surah 4, about origami, the verse is saying, some said it is, it do not, it do not marry. Allah, I could not understand what you're saying. Surah 4, okay, about origami, that's okay. The verse is saying, someone said, it's do not marry. I cannot get you in here. The word mataba, ma. Mataba. Okay. Yeah, okay, what about it? Yeah, but the last part of your question, I could not get it. Where it said, some said, it do not marry. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. مَا تَابَ means do not marry. Let me get the Quran 1 minute. I cannot get you, but let me see. Ma taba doesn't mean do not marry, Sheikh. Who said that? Who said that to you? No. Ma taba, taba means from tayyib. What you find good for you. La. Arabic dictionary, you may have taken it from I don't know whatsoever dictionary. No, you cannot get it from dictionary. Because dictionary doesn't relate to perfect Arabic. Dictionary takes from the, used Arabic today. If you want to see like these things, you go back to tafsir books, you go back to books of Arabic dictionaries like Taj al-Arus, like the like, but not any dictionary you take. Modern Arabic. No. Yeah, ما كان محمد. Muhammad was it. ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم. يا أخي, it's not like that. You cannot take the ilm like that. أخي. Ilm is not like that. It is not to know one word in the translation of English, and then you use it in everywhere. Ma, this word ma, could be nafia, to negate. Could be mausula, to connect between or to conjunct between two sentences. Do you know conjunctions? It can be one of the conjunctions, no? Ma is not always for negating. In Surah Muhammad, ma kana Muhammadun, that is negating. But in Surah Nisa, ma taba fankihu ma taba lakum, this is not negating. It is in the meaning of alladhi. Alladhi. Which means which is, and marry which is good for you from the woman. One or two or three or four. That is the meaning of it. And here I'm reading to you from the English translation. It says, and if you feel that you shall not be able to deal justly with the orphan girls, then marry other women of your choice. That is the meaning of mataba, of your choice. What you like. That is the meaning of it. Have you got it now? We have ma in Arabic by the meaning of negation. And we have ma by the meaning of what we call it mausul, which means which is like that. I wish I had you. No, I don't need this dictionary. I know what I'm talking about. You cannot go to the modern dictionaries and take the meaning. Modern dictionaries, the akhi, are made by, they made it to, and I think that you're talking about a dictionary which is from English to Arabic. or Arabic to English, isn't it? Anyway, akhi, ma in Arabic, as I told you, it comes in two meanings. One meaning is negating. The second is connecting between two sentences. But you know the meanings of Quran, you cannot go to books like Al-Mawrid or... No, that's not good. Because they deal with the today's Arabic. And if you go to the Arabs today, they do not know the meaning of these words until they go back to books of the Arabic language. And the books of the Arabic language, like for example the book of Sibawi is somebody who is non-Arab. But he learned Arabic and he bought this book, which is the most perfect and beautiful book in the Arabic language. Naam, wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala sahbihi. Remember what we are going to have tomorrow. Prepare yourself. And inshallah ta'ala we'll see you tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallahu khayran. Okay. Another last question. Is it okay to hold the book in your salah to learn about of the salah? No. You cannot do that. You learn outside salah and then you come to salah. Except if you mean the book, the Quran. If you mean the book, the Quran, yes, it is allowed, especially in the night prayers and optional prayers, but not in the obligatory prayers. Wallahu a'lam. And this would be the last question. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.